Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard, and this is your Bengals training camp report for Friday, August 5th. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official healthcare insurer of the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals held their first night practice on Friday, and it included a heavy emphasis on special teams, including attempting onside kicks and defending onside kicks. You can't master it if you don't practice it. Perhaps the most entertaining portion of practice was watching Andy Dalton run the two-minute drill against the second team defense. Dalton completed 5 of 7 passes, and they went to 5 different targets: CJ Uzama, Giovanni Bernard, Brandon LaFell, Tyler Boyd, and AJ Green.
You know, we had gotten some good situations. We got good matchups, and we were able to spread the ball around. Yeah, I think that's what training camp's for. Now we're finding out different guys that can make plays for us. So it's good, you know, in a drill like that to get different guys involved.
1 week into training camp, the battle to be one of the wide receivers on the 53-man roster remains intriguing. Green, LaFell, Fell and Boyd appear to be sure bets, but there are numerous candidates for the other 3 spots, including rookie Cody Core.
No, everybody's competing. Everybody's showing what they got, and we're all friends too. So it's nothing, enemies in here. So we're all competing, helping each other out. Because we, at the end of the day, you know, it's us against the defense. So we, you know, the more plays we make, the better off the offense will be.
I am joined now by my broadcast partner, Dave Lapham. Lap, I mentioned working on onside kicks. I mentioned the two-minute drill. This was a night for situational football.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Dan. And really, Marvin Lewis gives Darren Simmons about as much time as any special teams coach in the National Football League during practice. You know, sometimes pre- and post-practice special teams coaches get to work with their guys. But Marvin gives periods of the actual practice for special teams situational football. And I think that's why they perform so well over the last few years. And then, as you mentioned, two-minute drill, a lot of orchestrated and scripted down and distance by field position deals for the defense and offense to have their sub-packages in there to match up. So it was a good night of football in that regard. And, you know, it was interesting. It was a little bit cooler, particularly when the clouds were out at this evening practice. But to have the night practice and then family day tomorrow, and then the Vikings come to town for a couple of practices and then play a game, and then they go up to West Carrollton to practice up there. So the change in venues, the change in time, the change in opponent, Marvin does a great job of trying to cut through the mundane, boring, you know, repetitious part of training camp. And as a foreign player, I can really appreciate that, because after that first week, you ordering a new set of legs, you know, and now to have a lot of other things going on to kind of give it that competitive spirit, you know, different crowds for different times. It's all good.
The preseason opener is 1 week from tonight at Paul Brown Stadium against the Minnesota Vikings. And don't forget Family Day coming up tomorrow inside the stadium. It starts at 1 o'clock with a wide variety of family-friendly activities and a big autograph session immediately afterward. Admission is free. For Dave Lapham and our photographer Stephen Huddy, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking out this training camp report here on Bengals.com.